Senator Wardner, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Well, it's good to have you, Senator. Day 74, is it, at the North Dakota Legislature today?
It is day 74. We thought we were going to be done on day 73, but we were wrong.
Yeah, well, maybe a couple more days, or what are you looking at?
Well, we'll need today, and we'll need for sure tomorrow. If we got done, it would be late tomorrow if we finish up tomorrow. But it could spill over to Thursday, depending on how things come together.
Well, Senator, I think the everybody always wonders what takes so long, but you have 141 opinions. You've got a handful of bills left, and everybody wants to do it right. So I commend you for getting the job done and making sure you do it right. And I was thinking back to all the big time bills that you've championed over the past few sessions. You had the surge bill in 2017, which put $1 billion of infrastructure across the state and specifically in the West. You had the Prairie Dog bill in 2019, which took oil tax revenues and distributed them across the state to cities and counties and townships. So what's your primary achievement this session, in your opinion? I know you've worked really hard on a legacy fund. We're going to talk to Representative Mike LaFleur about that. But.
Well, as far as the legacy fund, I think we have three different bills that we have moved forward in that area. First of all, we have what I call the investment bill. It's investing the principal of the legacy fund in North Dakota. Just like that money is invested across the United States or around the world in other funds, well, we're saying you can invest some of that money in North Dakota. And so that bill allows an investment fund manager to do that in North Dakota. So we have somebody that will be looking for places to invest money here. That's going to be huge because it's going to put some dollars into investing in companies. Now, it is not a grant. It is not a loan. We are investing just like we do on the stock market, and we expect to get a return. So it's going to be good two ways, good for the fund. Also, it'll be good for the people of North Dakota. So that was the number one bill. I call it the trifecta, number one of the three bills. The second bill was the bonding bill. The bonding bill, which we bonded for about $668 million, and that money went into water. Most of it went into water infrastructure. So now we've got the big water players kind of out of the Resources Trust Fund. By the way, for those that are listening, the Resources Trust Fund receives 20% of the state extraction tax. And it's used for water projects across the state. The diversion and the Fargo and the Minot flood control were taking most of the money because they're big projects. They need to be done. And the rest of them were left with crumbs. Now they're out. Because of the bonding, they're out of it. And we now have resources for other water projects across the state. So that's been good. In that bonding bill, we also took care of some revolving loan fund for some low-interest loans to cities and counties, but also we had some money in there for roads that could be used to match federal dollars. So I think that's going to help us because, number one, we were going to do these projects anyway. Number two, we have a dedicated stream to pay the bond, and that'll be legacy earnings, and that's how it's tied to the legacy fund. So we're getting that done early, and it's going to be cost efficient to the state of North Dakota because we will take care of these things before inflation hits. As you know, cost of the materials is going up quickly right now, but if we can get these things done now before it goes too high, it's going to cost us a lot less. Then the third one of the trifecta we're working on right now, where it's in conference, and that is using the other revenue of the legacy. Besides paying the bonds off, we've got other issues like roads. We've got to take care of our retirement fund. We've got research that we need to put some investment in. So when you put all three together, they're going to make a great impact on the state of North Dakota. Positive.
Thanks, Senator. And you've put a tremendous amount of work, not just during the session, but throughout the interim on those bills. You made some comments about really the coal industry, Senator. You had a news conference yesterday that I thought were just fantastic. And, you know, there's been a little bit of pushback in terms of a handful of people, probably from obstructionists to energy in North Dakota. But tell us about what you think that you've accomplished to help our coal industry compete and thrive going forward.
Well, there's no question. We did lower the taxes for a five-year period. It's got a sunset on it to help the coal industry be able to compete with the subsidies for the non-renewables. The state doesn't give subsidies for the non-renewables. The federal government does. And so it puts the fossil fuels at a disadvantage. We've done that. The other thing we've done is we have a revolving loan fund to help with clean coal and sustainable energy. And one of the big projects that we're working on is Tundra. Project Tundra, which we're going to capture and sequester. That means pump it into the ground and leave it down there where it won't bother anybody, of carbon. So carbon capture and sequestration is another big thing, and that makes us have clean energy. I mean, those electrons will be clean. And I don't know if they'll call them green or not, but they'll be clean. And it's interesting that we're trying to achieve clean energy, and the people that are opposing this, they say they're for clean energy, and if that's what they want, that's what we're trying to provide for them. So we've done a lot of things to help the lignite industry thrive in the state of North Dakota.